today. Some of these young children aren't going to be able to do the tearing. So if any of you would like to tear, parents, or I've drafted a few angels in the midst, just if you'd like to, we need to see how to do it, and then at a certain time, magic happens. So can I share some of these? I hope you would, and I hope you would, and I hope you would. You think you can do it? And I hope you would. You think you can try it? Because I have some here that are at the three-quarter mark. Because that's the secret. Okay, that's all. Alrighty. Today, we're going to talk about, you know, how high is high. Oh, I know I was supposed to tell you. I have the F word today. Today was the day to, because last Sunday was G, and this Sunday was F. And I had an army of volunteers look through the Bible. You old people, behave yourself. Go through the Bible, the whole Bible, and my friend Wayne found one F word. Way back in Revelation somewhere. Okay, and it was F-E-L-I-X. Felix. Felix. And I thought of a way. Well, Wayne was going to help me figure out a way to tell you about Felix, but he was somebody's ruler and he ruled somebody else and da-da-da-da-da, and I thought. So I thought, no. So I went to the internet. And I thought this was kind of cool, but I knew some of it would be a little difficult. We're talking about how you can get high. Not how you can, you know, how high can you get on the jungle gyms or in a tree? What do you do to get higher than I am here?
Grow.
Climb a tree. Somebody knew the answer was really good. He said, fly an airplane. Isn't that amazing that somebody knew? So today, wait. Your today is coming, okay? That comes next. Okay, so what we're going to do is, this is all right. Take your piece of paper and fold one side. It's almost like the ones you learned how to draw. One to one side, and you have a point. No, not all the way, just like you're going to make a Hawaiian quilt. Here. There. Okay. Like a Hawaiian quilt. Good job, Yara. Okay, you with me now? Okay. Then, I could say something, but it would rattle the distance. You bring this point down to the other side. So now you have like an arrow.
It looks like a house.
Turn it over. And then, no, that point. The first point all the way down to over here.
If you close it, it looks like a house.
Got it? Thank you. Yeah, that's perfect. That's perfect. Okay, now we're starting to look like, can you boys get it? You got it? You got it, boys? Okay, now, it looks like an arrow, but we have to make an airplane out of it.
Oh, I don't know.
So, no, you do not know how. Okay, you've seen this. Okay, so fold the wing parties in. Fold it in half with a point facing down. Say your prayers. Amen. Okay. Got it? That's good. All right. Now, what do we need to do? Right. You have to make wings. You got it? Okay. Now, in order to make it a really nice styled airplane, you want to fold one wing down and kind of short right there. We don't want a big body plane. We want just a slick one. because it's got to fly, right? And then you fold it like this.
I want to test yours.
Yes. Yes. Do that. I will. I'll give you one. Okay. How we doing? Am I taking up too much time, Phyllis? Huh? Oh, well, that's okay. I have extras up here. Okay, now, this is probably not going to fly because this is a special airplane. But wait, it goes, but yeah, it's going to go woo and woo. How high can this airplane go?
Well, if you put updraft, then it's
well,
okay. You no, this is not to fly. We have to keep this because this is a very special plane. They have updraft and you gotta have drag. Sometimes we have to tear a little piece from down here to give it the drag to make, but we don't wanna demolish our airplane. So if an airplane can only go up in the clouds, what is beyond the clouds?
Space
and planets. And planets. And
spaceships.
What, my dear boy down on the end?
Spaceships.
What can go higher than an airplane?
Spaceships.
Okay. Park. You mean like this? Oh, wait. Okay, so this is the hard part. We need to come up to the very tippy point. Tippy point and tear down. Uh-oh, this is a hard piece. Wait, I'm trying. Just want to start the tear like. No. Okay, come to the top of the airplane. Wait, because we're making a rocket ship, okay? Here. So you do this and you tear it down. Yeah, I do. Because this is what we're making right here. So I want you to tear it from the point all the way down to the very end here. Okay, you got it though. Okay. Yeah, so you need to tear right down here. You need to tear it off. No, we got to do this. Okay. Tear it all the way down.
You're
going to
get it so good.
And then this.
Boom. It's oblivion.
Tear it all. That's okay. That's good. Hold this. Put the rubbish down. And, aha! Aha! It's a rocket ship. Now, how high can the rocket ship go?
Space.
Out of space into Mars and to Jupiter and Anne and Pluto and to the moon.
And
where?
And Earth.
Okay, now. Everybody. Okay. Now, my little ones, here. Yeah, everybody have one and you hold it. Oh, this hasn't been torn yet. No, these haven't. Can you tear it? Oh, here, these have. Hold that, and hold this, and I'll hold this one. Okay, all right, now. Okay, we're all together now. Oh, here, little one. There. We don't have a different, we only have this many. You have to tear the wings off. Here, give me this one. Okay. Okay. All right, here we, put that back in there. Don't you do that before it's time. Here. That's okay. No, I'm talking to the wise one. Here. Here, take this one. Take this one. Okay, now. The rocket. I will make you another plane, okay? Please, I need this one. Because he doesn't have it. Yes, I'll make you anything you want. Okay, I'll make you a plane, but I don't think we can fly it in church. But outside, and you can even color it. I'm not ruining the point. Okay, now, are we all ready for this?
Yes.
Face the rocket away from you. This. No, you still don't have it. A rocket. Where's your rocket? Did I take it? Yeah, but you, it's okay. Now, if we're talking about going to heaven, what, how do you get to heaven? I mean, if a rocket ship can't get to heaven, how do we get higher to heaven to be with God? The only way we can is, no, only way we can is to believe in God.
What the?
Is to believe. That's why you have to have this. You have to, we'll make you another one. I have extra paper. Okay. So every time you see this, every time you see this, which just happens to be what? What is this? It's a cross, and sometimes it's fenced pretty. And every time you see this, you know that God is with you, no matter how up you go or how down far you go. Oh, no. Huh? Yeah. Okay, you guys meet after church. Okay, so that's our object. If you'll look around and you see how many crosses, how many count? Can we count crosses? One.
Two.
Where's two?
One.
That's one. Where? I don't see one.
Two.
Oh, two, three, four.
12.
So we are, so we are blessed.
3, 4, 5, 6.
We are blessed 12 times or a dozen times. So let's get together and pray. Did you get it? Open it? Yes, you did. Opened it. It's a cross. Okay, I'll fix it. Somebody fix it for you. I can airplane. Okay, so let's pray. But I like to hold hands. So here, let's pray. But it's not about the airplane. It's about what the airplane can turn into. Okay. Hey, hold hands. Hold hands. Hold hands. Oh. Hold hands. Hey. Sweetie, you come over here. You come over. Would you please hold my hand? Thank you. Okay, come on. Come on. Hold hands. Let's pray. Hold hands. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hold hands. Hey, hold hands. Here, with your brother. With your brother. Hold hands. Here, hold my hand. No. Hold hands. Please hold hands. Okay. This brother. Come on. Dear Heavenly Daves, please help us hold each other's hands. Okay. Bow your head. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for giving us the time to be together, the time to share in a little laughter and a little fun, but a little serious about how the cross represents your saving our lives. Amen.